We're starting from the Taz, part 15, page Tafshin Chet, letter Mem Gimel 43. You're welcome to enter our site, cup.tv, where you can ask questions. Selected questions about the topics of the lesson will be asked live. Again, Taz, part 15, letter 43.
So we are continuing his explanation about Passover. It starts from quite far from the previous state. Then he moves to the first temple, second temple. Why do we need it? Because we always measure the relationships between the states, and accordingly we have the sensation of good and bad. As we see nowadays in the world and in general in the human society and man's life, we always measure one versus the other. We have no certain degree that equals for everyone with respect to which we can measure, because our sensation constantly is within our vessels, is felt within our vessels, within the desire to receive. Therefore, the desire to receive could be 10 grams and filled up and fill itself like in the world of itself with no deficiency. Or it could be in 100 tons of deficiency and is only filled up by 90 and is filling deficiency. That there's still 10 tons missing. So in 10 grams, he feels himself filled up and jolly, and in the 90 tons is not feeling filled up and jolly and happy. Hence, we are looking at people and we say, oh, look how many millions he's got, how healthy he is, or and more and more. Well, what are we lacking? We don't understand that all those things are measured relatively. Hence, people who have as if all the goodness suddenly putting an end to their life, because in their life, in their vessels, they feel unbearable emptiness. And we also learn it from the destruction and of our exile and redemption. That there could be exile that is relatively greater than the redemption. However, the sensation of exile is a terrible sensation. However, although in a different state, in a different kelim, I felt redemption in a much lower state to that. Like we learn about Egypt, that we come out of Egypt, redemption, the light shines, and what's next? What is the descent? No, these are our sins further. So all in all, everything is measured with respect to the previous state. So this is what he explained. Item 43.
Indeed, immediately after the destruction, the Nukva went back to be corrected in Bechina Gimel. And a pursuit of 10 sefirot formed back to back from Chazeh and below. And even though then also the first five of the Ranpin would illuminate in her. And all of this was on weekdays, because in Shabbat she was face to face in Bechina Vav. It follows that at the time of the destruction of the first temple, in the exile of 70 years in Babylon, the Nukva was as it was in the time of the Exodus from Egypt and the generation of the desert. And this is as written, I was a desert to Israel. Again, letter 43. Indeed, immediately after the destruction, Nukva went back to be corrected in Bechina Gimel, and a partsuf of 10 sefirot back-to-back formed from Chazeh and below. And even though, then too would illuminate in her the first five of the Ranpin. And all that was on a weekday, because in Shabbat she was face-to-face in Bechina Vav. it follows that at the time of the destruction of the first temple, in that exile of 70 years in Babylon, the Nukva was exactly as she was in the Exodus from Egypt and the generation of the desert. And this is what the writing says, I was a desert for Israel.
Yes, that's it. Just like in the desert, but now it's a different state. This is how it is called, meaning everything is relative. More.
44. And what was then the redemption of Egypt is now considered exile. Since initially in the exile of Egypt, it was complete exile, that even while being back to back on weekdays, the lights of his first five would illuminate her. Therefore, when the illumination of the first five was added, it was considered redemption. But now, that in the time of the first temple, even on weekdays there were panim bepanim, face to face, and their degree was equal, and later, when he went back to Bchina Gimel, back to back, even though the light of the first five would illuminate in her, it is considered complete exile. Again, letter Memdalit 44, and what was back then, the redemption from Egypt is now considered exile. Since in the beginning, in the exile of Egypt, it was complete exile, that even while being acho be'acho, back to back, on the weekdays, the light of his first five would not illuminate in her. Therefore, when the illumination of the first five was added, it was considered redemption. But now, in the time of the first temple, even on the weekdays there will be face to face and their degrees would be equal, and later when he went back to Bchina Gimel of back to back, even though the light of the first five would illuminate in her, it was considered complete exile. Letter 45.
I would read it again.
44 again.
Instead of in the light.
And what was then, the redemption of Egypt, is now considered exile.
After Babylon.
Is now considered exile. Since in the beginning, in the exile of Egypt, it was complete exile. That even while being back-to-back on the weekdays, the light of his first five would not illuminate,
of Ziranpin,
would not illuminate in her,
to Malchut that stands below his chaze.
Therefore, when the illumination of the first five was added,
from above Ziranpin to below to Malchut,
it is considered redemption.
Towards the Malchut.
But now,
after Babylon,
at the time of the first temple, even on the weekdays there would be face to face and the degrees was equal. And later, when he went back to Bchina Gimel of back to back, even though the light of the first five would illuminate in her, it is considered complete exile.
After the destruction of the first temple. Meaning, again, from here we can see how relative things are. Hence, do not judge your friend till you come to his place. Because you have no idea at all about the fellow man's vessels and with respect to what he's measuring himself, well, nothing.
Yosef from Jerusalem still asks and doesn't understand how could it be that what was considered the exile of Egypt, the redemption of exile of Egypt is now considered exile.
Well, the redemption after Babylon. Yes? Well, he doesn't see it among people? Yesterday, Avigdor came to me and he told me about the situations in Colombia, Chile, Brazil, and the U.S. Now, as I'm flying to those countries, and I should know something about their economy. Maybe I'll do some business there, you know. And then those countries, as he told me, are in development. Good development, life, living in relatively good hope, in good, people have a good mood. They are looking at the future in a good, positive manner in South America. They are profiting even up to $12,000 a year. The Americans earning $46,000 a year in average and are in a desperate, depressed state, nothing good would come out, and etc. So these guys earning four times less and they're feeling good. It's a good direction, and etc. So explain it to me. That's clear, yes? That's with respect to what was yesterday. Seemingly today it's better than yesterday. Yesterday was less. On all aspects. And there it isn't. So everything depends on the course, on the inclination, the direction. So what is that course? What I had a moment ago and what I have now. And what will happen when what I expect to happen in a minute, based on what was there prior. So the main thing is the past and the present. Hence it is called redemption. First of all, I don't mind even on what degree. If prior it was slightly worse and now it is slightly better, that's it. Now, you might have thought that exile is always when the Creator is hidden, and redemption when He is revealed. And then in redemption you have different degrees of revelation. And you see, no, in exile, He isn't concealed. He isn't concealed, rather, versus the previous state, it is considered exile, that He is concealed. However, you know, thank God, they have such light in the exile of Babylon versus where we are. Hence, our exile is a total exile. The exile of Egypt wasn't felt that way. Was not felt that way because those discernments did not exist prior. However, when you're entering from Egypt to redemption and reaching Mohin de Chaya, when you fall to Mohin de Neshama, it seems to be exile. Exile from Mohin de Chaya. Prior, you were in the king's hall and you were in all his rooms. And all his, all these different departments, compartments, and you had everything. And now, all of a sudden, you are taken out to the yard. But the yard, it's still, you know, it's the king's yard, courtyard. It's not, not everyone is allowed there. But for you, it's already exile. And someone who was brought in from the street, it's like, wow. So, it's like redemption. So, what's not clear? What else does Yosef want?
No, not him. A student from the education center is asking, not exactly in the same direction, but still, if the light doesn't change, how can it be that I will feel that He never left me, or I'll feel a descent or an ascent?
We are speaking of the upper light that is in a constant rest. It's the relationship, the attitude of the Creator towards us. Not the way I feel, rather, the way He treats us in a complete manner. This is what the Kabbalists are telling me. I don't know, I just have to take it as an assumption. However, I constantly feel changes, so I need to believe that these changes are only in our kelim. Only in the kelim. In accordance with my kelim. The good that does good, I feel according to my kelim, my vessels. Whether being more or less, or even completely opposite manner. It all depends on the vessels. So, we are not talking about it not changing with respect to us, because our attitude is also changing, and I feel it within me, right? Within me. From your actions, we know you, or whoever disqualifies through his own flaws. Oh, Grandpa again. What's up?
Rab, but still, the difference between the exile and redemption is the addition of the Alufo Shel Olam, the champion of the world. So, the Creator is there.
Yes, but it's in the revelation of the Creator, the grisen revelation of the Creator. Prior was a revelation of Chaya. So the fact that I discover in the connection between us, love, infinite, immense connection, as we are all in the final correction. In the first temple, Israel were in their own private final correction. However, only because the world was lacking correction, well, fall to Babylon, hence they had to to be exiled to Babylon, deported to Babylon, to immerse there within their kelim, all the ones that didn't want to go out with them prior, with Abraham, yes, and be with them for 70 years, meaning to bestow upon them the light of the end of correction. This is the scroll of Esther, the of Purim. Purim is as Purim, meaning revelation of the state of the final correction. So what does it mean, the revealing the state of the final correction? It has to be in the temple. So why is he in Babylon when the state is revealed? Because there cannot be final correction in Israel. These are not the kelim in which the final correction will be revealed, because the final correction is to be revealed specifically in the nations of the world, in Babylon. Hence, when they went to Babylon with all this light they had, well, for the time being, become concealed, but it is in them, yes? Hence, it is called the scroll of Esther, the revelation of Esther, that they go down to the same vessels in Babylon, then it is considered that there is the action of Purim, that you have this greatest kelim ever, uncorrected, they are corrupted, and correspondingly the big light of Israel. However, the light of Israel is still the final correction of Israel, Nachai of Israel, and not the light that is intended for all the Kli, all this Ahab called nations of the world. Hence, between them, there is also lack of balance. So, after they've met and being included with one another, so now, as they go back to the previous state, well, it's no longer is the previous state. They absorbed Ahab from the nations of the world. Hence, if the previous light, if with the previous state that they absorbed from Babylon, they can only be on a degree of Mohin de Neshama. But this is already is the degree of Bina that the nations of the world received its belly and hold it inside. So this is the intermediate state, yes. Now what shall we do with it? Now we need to go through all kind of inclusions within Israel, and then they begin a period of wars and problems with returning to in the construction of the second temple, yes. And it is built also by Korach, which is the son of Esther. Korosh, rather. Korosh. Son of Esther with Ahasuerus. So look what connection is there. And then specifically due to his aid, with his support, the second temple was built and the wars until it was destroyed. The second temple. And then we have a descent. So we are not yet, well, we need to write this history. This history and in general, to open it more and more. To the extent that constantly there's inclusion between the Kelim of Israel and the nations of the world, and it's not for no reason that it's happened here and now. Well, it was always in Egypt, Babylon, etc. So now or during 2000 years, this is how it is. There are no words. We need the right mood to tell about all this process. Yes?
I didn't quite understand this order of cause and effect here. This whole is the process of breaking. And Adam Arishon was he birthed before the end of the shattering?
Which Adam Arishon are you talking about?
Adam Arishon, all the people.
Well, how do you relate to the state? I don't know where you are. Either for you, Adam is what we put together out of a connection between us called Adam. You are called Adam as the reciprocal integration between us with no profit for myself, as you called Adam. Or something come from above on the part of the Creator as a prototype to which we have to come. However, when we come to it, we do it through our work. Hence, it happens 620 times stronger than what the Creator presents to us. He presents it as an example, as a template on a still degree, and we need to resemble it by our flesh.
But what Talmud Esos Sfirot describes, what is the order of cause and effect? First the destruction of the first and second temple, or first the emergence of Adam Rishon, as the Talmud Esos Sfirot says? Where is the order of cause and effect here? Sometimes it says this way, sometimes another way.
No, if we are speaking about the Olamot, the worlds, then we are speaking about how in the system of the world, of the worlds, we had the first temple, second temple, which correspond to the breaking of the vessels, and then we have the worlds of Biyah from within it. A system that is built in order to give birth to men. As if you have the system of the heavens, all the astronomy with the earth and everything, and now over the earth, after the still vegetative and animate, Adam was formed.
But there it was written that Adam Rishon was formed before Shabbat, and here now it's already after Shabbat, the destruction of the temple doesn't even fit the text. In the text, Adam Rishon emerged, was formed before Shabbat.
Hold on. Adam Rishon was formed on the fifth of the sixth day.
And here they're talking about after Shabbat, as Nukwa was here, talks about after Shabbat, the destructions of the temple.
Destruction of the temple?
Yes.
Well, destruction of the temple, it depends. Hold on. Ah, okay. I got it. Now, if you're speaking about the relationships of human beings, or you're speaking of, how shall I put it? You're speaking of the formation of the system. So you have to express what you, how you're talking about it.
I'm talking about the order of cause and effect, as Bala Sulaim often says. Order of cause and effect. What comes after what? Is it the destruction of the temple first, or Adam Kodem Nukva in this state or that state? There's this sort of confusion here.
There's no confusion. I'll just say it briefly because we have no time. The worlds emerge with the two destructions. Yes? Then Adam Rishon emerge. Yes? That's it. Also with two destructions. And drop and fall. Now, man's broken vessels are in the broken vessels of Malchut Datzilut in Bia. By Adam Rishon was formed Bia of insanctity, of impurity, rather. That's it. It didn't exist prior. Now it's beginning to be built. Now, in order to be built, now the work starts. So you are asking whether by man's work, as he goes through all this construction, he undergoes this construction also in two planes. He's going through this structure, construction on the corporeal level called history or evolution. And he's going through it on a spiritual degree, called the work of the Lord by us. So you're asking, in history, post the worlds and Adam Rishon and all our development, we know that there was such thing that we were in the first and second destruction of the temple, as if such thing occurred to us in humanity. Yes? That's it. And now we are before the third correction. Now, as we are human beings going through the spiritual correction and entering spirituality, when we are born there as a spiritual human beings, whether by our spiritual evolution or spiritual history that we are evolving, we are also undergoing an ascent of exile, ascent to the first temple, destruction, Babylon, Ahasuerus, thanks God, everything is good, killing Haman, returning to the second temple, then once more breaking everything, third temple, go through 2,000 years or so, and coming to the end of correction. Yes, this is what you're asking. Meaning, well, that's
also a question, yes.
So, in our roots, development occurred in descent from above down through the breaking of the two temples, yes, in the Olamot worlds, and accordingly happened in the structure of Adam Rishon, in the sin of the tree of knowledge, yes? That's it, because sin of the tree of knowledge was also made in Mochin Techeach, so it collapsed and from above down. Now, from below upwards, does it happen the same? Well, one, you have to match to the worlds, and the other, the process have to match to the souls. Think, write it down, and we'll go through it. You see, there are interesting things there. And we'll move first, but we'll sing a song.
מה משותף בינינו, מה מאחד אותנו, הרצון האינסופי. בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים, נשתוק בתוכנו את כל החלקים, ואז נתחיל לחיות מילים אנחנו שתים בים של אור מתקנים את הכלים